Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Jess and Arissa with your 9 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, up to 1,000 additional Queensland homeowners affected by the 2021-2022 floodings could be eligible to access additional funding to raise their homes. The government has spent over $700 million resilience home funds, meaning more homeowners can apply for additional house raising and retrofitting measures. Homeowners who previously did not meet raising criteria were instead assessed as eligible for funding under the resilient retrofit option after public feedback. Minister for Public Works and Procurement, Mick DeBrenny, said the decision wasn't only good news for flood-affected Queenslanders, but also means fewer insurance claims and lower premiums following extreme flooding in the future.
In more local news, several camping zones on Kigari are temporarily closed due to increased dingo activity. The Department of Environment and Science Queensland have announced camping zones 3, 4 and 5 will remain shut until December. These zones are located along Kigari's coastline as well as around Eli Creek, where multiple dingo attacks occurred earlier in the week. People who have made bookings during this closure period are eligible for a full refund.
In national news, a search and rescue team is searching for 7 people, including 4 Australians, following reports of a missing boat in Indonesia. Those missing were a part of a larger group of 12 Australian tourists and 5 Indonesians, who were travelling to Penang Island in 2 boats. The area is a known tourist destination that's become popular for the surfers with its white sands beaches. The Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade stated it was working closely with Indonesian authorities to support the search and rescue, as well as provide consular assistance to the 4 families.
In more national news, mental health support services have reported a spike in people seeking out help following the increase of stress in rural farmlands. Within the last 12 months, farmers were not only hit with the phase out of live export trade, but also the rise of production costs, making it a highly stressful industry. Wheatbelt Rural Aid Councillor Roger Hitchcock stated where there has been an increase of calls seeking mental health assistance, it's positive to know that people are open to reaching out for help. Mr. Hitchcock encourages those who are struggling to not lose hope and continue to speak out.
In international news, many higher educations in the UK have become increasingly reliant on higher fees from international students to help cover costs. The Higher Education Admissions Chief has said Britain should warmly welcome international students joining universities across the country or risk losing them to other countries such as the US, Canada, and Australia. As of late, analysis by The Guardian found that 1 in every 5 pounds received by UK universities came from international students in 2022.
For your weather, Brisbane is currently 20 degrees with an expected maximum of 27 degrees. The fire danger is moderate and the UV band index is predicted to reach 5, which is also in the moderate band.
That's all for your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.